Both sides are wrong because there is no two side. There is one side. That one side is complicated. We are not talking about it yet. We didn't bring it in. We don't talk about fate and effort and all that. Now we are looking at the problems. That's an old task. We'll be there. Here we try to understand that in me, if there is a conflict between me trying my best, doing my best effort, relying upon my effort, or having faith if I'm doing this or that, it's wrong. There is something later we understand, which is a combination. So for the moment, both are valuable for us, and both are the same thing. Later on says, last time we saw the trickery, the presence of knowledge, which was, what was the knowledge?
The rabbit?
No, knowledge. Line 10, 30. Remember we talked about Khatam and Khatim. There are two ways to read the poem over there. One is actually the little stone on the ring, which is Khatam. And Khatim means the finisher, the one who brings the ending to something. And both meanings are present here. خاتم ملک سلیمان از علم خاتم ملک سلیمان از علم yes and I'm the best use of the word directly to the archaic rule is the pillar means the keeper the things that everything hangs on somehow that is knowledge علم. He talks about Elm. He said, but this knowledge I'm talking about is not knowing about something. This knowledge by its own, it has some definition. He said, you don't know what this knowledge is. You only know about it when it hurts. When you go into water and there are some torn over there, then you understand it's there, right? Does it ever happen to any of you to go in the water and the thorn is out there and it hurts and you come out and ask other people to prove to you that there is a thorn down there? Does it happen ever? So how come when you ruin your life and somebody will tell you, look at you, your way of thinking and doing is not good? You need some proofs for that. Don't you see that it hurts? Because the problem, or maybe problem that we make, the joy of life is in life, and the spirit belongs to the human in a special level in between. We look like lost animals. We don't have that simple joy of life that the animal and here we don't let ourselves to be happy because we are worried a lot about what? Being in control. If I could do this, if I knew about that. You remember the example I gave you last time? One of the dreams and the biggest wishes of the humanity, it has been always from the beginning, you could go beginning to the ape or caveman or even the first amoeba of the matter. Death is always subtle. And everybody hates that. Everybody wished up to 100 years ago, everybody wished that if we could know in advance a little bit to do what? Oh, if you knew in advance, advance. At least there are things that we finish. There are more important things that I don't attend to and all that, right? About 100 years now, that wish, that old archaic wish is materializing now. Nowadays, they can tell you, you have cancer and you will die in 3-4 years. You have this, you will die in... Then what will you do? We ruin the remaining of the life for ourselves and the surrounding people. As if the only problem in this universe is that I'm sick. And the people who don't understand, oh, that's the way. Hasn't been the wish of the humanity to know a little bit in advance? Did it help? That's what it is. The wishes you have is not correct, because you don't know what you wish for. You wish for control and power because at the beginning you believe in the power. The argument started with, oh, this liar, this powerful one who is ruining our appetite every single day, remember? That's what it is. And the things that you wish for yourself to have will not make you happy. Not necessarily. Occasionally maybe. It's something else. This is what he talked about. The last verse was later. There are these temptations and all that, but later I hope you realize that you accepted the words of whom and whom you rejected, whose ideas you rejected. Because this is what you do. You accept the ideas. Not that legally or officially or knowingly you will go and accept an idea. You start to talk about an idea that you have a rough idea about, and little by little you believe that you're expecting that. Then you have a lot of ideas which are not really ideas. There is a shadow of this one, you believe that, you believe that. Now let's see what the trick is really. Let's talk to this rabbit one. Yeah? They talk with the rabbit.
How the beast requested the hare to tell the secret of his thought. Afterwards they said, O nimble hare, communicate what is in thy apprehension. O thou who hast grappled with the lion, declare the plan which thou hast thought of. Counsel gives perception and understanding. The mind is helped by minds. The prophet said, O advisor, take counsel, that he whose counsel is sought is trusted.
What does that mean, Gigi? Let's say that you are there, and you watched this. What did you get? What's happening over there? What happened in the story in this paragraph? You tell me.
The people have the animals have decided that the hare has wisdom,
mm-hmm.
and so they're willing to accept what he says.
Really? You are a very good-hearted lady. Look at them again. These are the same animals and they're doing the same nonsense. You remember they talked with the lion and they talked the nonsense, they made the stupid contract? Why did they do that?
They wanted to control.
Uh-huh. Now there is a clever rabbit who wants to do something. What do they want to do here?
They
want to be in control, participate, to know in advance, to be able to do something about it. They are cheaters. And you know how they cheat? How could you cheat? Go bring up a big word of a prophet. These are not the believers. We saw them, right? They don't have faith. Remember, we saw that in that. Neither of these parties, they don't have faith. And they don't really believe in the effort. Both of them are in between. Remember the argument between them? Okay. Now the animals are doing the same. Okay, what's the plan? And we say, oh, I'm sorry. No, no, no. The prophet said,